How far? It's been 28 minutes.
Oh,
What
fuck.
the fuck, bro?
Oh, shit.
Where we at?
Oh, shit. Dang. I feel like we've been moving in slow motion.
How long you think we've been recording for in your head?
Bro, in my head. I have to say we've been here recording for 50 minutes.
You know what's crazy? My number was 48. Yes.
Really?
Damn. Wow. Moving
Well,
on, I guess.
moving on. Back on. Back on the road. Where we at?
Where we at with it?
Please take the wheelchair.
This is Durant Discussion.
What's the deal? You hear the fire burning? Let's do right discussions.
What's good,
it's
y'all?
It's Bryce.
It's Tev right here, man. Just doing my dues.
Now we started off mental state for the week.
It's low key felt like a downer side of the week, bro.
Ooh, yeah. Congratulations to my nigga Tim.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Rolled his first
tobacco leaf.
Frontese.
Yeah. And this shit hit me.
And this is a smacker. Smackaroon.
But, why mental for the last seven, bro? Say like that. Yeah. Like a 6 point. 7, 6.5. 6.5 is the first number.
Should we start explaining why?
We do, unintentionally. So, I don't know. 6.5
That's
is
true.
This week, because we literally go just like this.
Yeah.
6.5 this week, because you see, I should put my feet right there. Actually, no, you go, and then I'll get my explanation answer.
Alright, for the week, definitely at a high 8, 8.8, got a lot of experiences, like, you know, went to a gram, did some cool shit this week, also got a lot of work done, also have some work coming in, coming up for both of us, shit, this weekend. Started something new
for real,
and really just all this shit that I've been waiting to see come in fruition.
Literally, actually, everything is rolling. I'll tell him
it's rolling. So I'm up 8.8 for the week.
Yeah, I'll give myself 6.5 for last week.
That might be the first time I gave a number, and that was the final number right off the bat.
Like off the top, huh?
I had to second guess it. I was like, actually, no, 8.8. Ain't your life number 8?
Yeah.
Hmm.
My 6.5 is, I don't know. I just felt like I've gotten to the space of, like, I'm sure we all get there. We feel like we need some change, something new, you know. Just getting into these habits.
Right.
I'll say, I'm not stuck in like the routine. I feel like I'm stuck in the routine. That's getting to my brain. So yeah, 6.5.
I understand that.
Because there's constant change, but I don't know.
You're not seeing it right now.
Yeah, I know, so there's something happening, but yeah.
No, I feel you. Now, first thing we want to talk about.
Sorry, got lost there for a minute. It hit me.
Everyone's busy is different.
Yeah.
A topic given to us by Mr. Travis Saylor himself. I guess that was kind of the topic today. Unintentionally, even like when we first started talking on the phone, like I feel like we both woke up just kind of, we were like, it's just one of them days.
We were just in like, I don't know.
Right. And
fog just getting to me.
Yeah, and it was kind of just like one of them days where it was like, it's one of them days, but it's also one of them days where you just don't fight it. You're just like, you know what?
It's what it is.
So,
didn't feel like doing shit. But we're also here a day in advance. Because there's some shit we need to talk about. We feel like we need to do something.
Because we have a lot coming this week.
Yeah.
A lot of good work coming this week. Yeah, right?
A lot of great things.
So I feel like we had to free our place, free our minds, relax. You know, get our shit off.
Yeah, so we can get ready.
So that we can focus on the work at hand. The people. We have some dope guests. I'm going to just say it. We got some dope guests coming in the next day. 48 hours, maybe. Even 72 hours. Who knows?
24.
Stay tuned. But, yeah, so we had to, you know, have our... Me and Tev, you know, spiel
for this week
before anything else.
Yeah.
It's only right. This is our therapy at the end of the day.
Yeah, and we gotta at least keep looking at it like that, bro. It does feel good.
It feels great. Bro. But let's talk about, you know, the people that usually can say. Well, let's just analyze the statement. Everyone's busy is different.
Everyone's busy is different. It's a very factual statement in itself. It makes a lot of sense to those who understand it. You know, if you don't get it,
right,
your mind's not open enough.
Absolutely.
And those are the people who make our busies feel like nothing. Just because it's not their picture for us. Their picture of busy for us, you know.
Right.
We got two different kind of busies, me and you. I could be busy fucking reading. You could be busy.
You could be busy from not leaving the house at all.
Literally.
I could be busy from being away from the house.
Literally.
All week.
Outside the door.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, won't be home all week. Right? Won't touch foot in my apartment all week. That's my busy, right? But your busy is,
I could be right
not leaving
here.
The crib. I'm back. I'm here all day working.
Yeah, like I'm right here.
So,
hey, you can pull up, but I'm gonna be doing stuff.
Right. So it's that's just a small comparison or what it could be. I feel like in the sense of parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or your guardian or whoever, superiors.
Those have been that
authority.
Authority. They've been in charge of you for a minute.
So in that case,
they may want to see a certain
thing happen,
way of movement or motion or action to show that you're busy, but you may not show that, right? I know I'm guilty of this. I know I look nonchalant most of the time.
I look like I do shit.
But every time you look up, all my shit is taken care of, right? So
everything.
Right. I feel like a lot of times we look at how shit is done in the process of shit and not with the result. You know? Mm-hmm. Let's praise the results. They finished, they finished. If they did it, they did it well. Great, like
cahoots,
right? Yeah. Like, give him the praise, because like, no matter how you do it, you did it.
It's done.
Some shit you just can't cheat.
Yeah,
and work is one of them. Your effort, like getting it done, like you, that's not one of them.
You can't do it. You can't. There's no shortcuts.
There's no shortcuts. You
can't cut any corners.
So. Yeah.
You could try. You
could try.
You can start running in circles if you try to cut a corner.
Mm-hmm. You're going to find yourself back in the same spot or below
or whatever. But I would just say, like, the main thing is, like, really this was going to be my tip, but there's no wrong or right way to live your life.
Yeah.
And it really just tied into this.
Yeah, really just understand that people's busy are different.
9 to 5 isn't always what... It's not what I want to do.
Yeah.
Customer service ain't what I want to do. You know, may have been what somebody else feels comfortable doing, but that's not me. No, Tevin.
But, shit, what else you got? Cherry on top?
Shit, I really said it. Just understand that people's businesses are different. People could, somebody could be at the crib trying to meditate. They don't want to be on their phone. They don't want to answer nobody's calls. Yeah, I'm busy. I was busy.
It ain't always tied to money. Right.
It ain't always tied to. Mm-hmm. Physically doing stuff. People can be mentally busy.
Busy with family, busy with, you know, school, busy with whatever. A lot of different types of busy.
More often than not, bro, I'm mentally busy, like, when I'm talking to people.
It's a fact.
I was thinking about so many other things. And I just can't help it.
I feel you. I'm the same way. I like space out, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm
gonna I still know. Yeah. I still know exactly what was said.
As long as I can speak on the last thing you said.
That's all you want. That's all they want. Okay. Unless they start asking questions and shit.
Right, then you're like, oh,
wait, hold on. Say that again.
Wait, hold on. You got them.
Yeah.
All right, but let's move on to our props and ops. Our op this week. Drum roll, please. Caitlyn Jenner. Trying to run for the governor of California.
That's not why she's...
No, she's trying to run. I'm saying yeah, Caitlyn that's... Jenner. She's trying to run for governor of California. She is the op. Because of her statements in, it was an interview of some sort, talking about how she is going to continue the wishes of Donald Trump, the late, not great Donald Trump. And try and continue with the wall being built on the border. Spoke on, she said at one point, she said, "We're not gonna, for those that are here already,
of course, we're not going to get them all. What? But some will have to go back.
What?
I said, what?
Like, if people, I did the baggage, why the baggage, took the time to simply think about what this land was built on.
Right.
It was forced immigration, which is immigration, you know. Then more immigrants came when this land was just, quote unquote, discovered.
Right.
You know, how are you going to block people from exploring the planet?
And even more than that, making opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. Better living situations. I understand it.
Shit, if we would just let them in, they'd probably make money, go back, and leave us the hell alone. Yeah. They have their own wealth. But they spending more time trying to duck and run and fucking roll and hide and shit.
The only side I understand is, well, shit, that shit gonna be here anyway, was drugs. But drugs are everywhere.
Right.
Drugs are everywhere already. They're getting transported through cities, streets, states, countries, borders.
White people the ones wanting to play with that shit.
So I can't even justify drugs.
Yeah. Y'all the ones doing the drugs, talking about get the drugs out of here. Yeah. Fuck you out of here, bro.
Yeah. That's enough for the,
We did have an op on the last episode, so we had to really go in on that.
Yeah. Either. We're in the get.
The get. Nah, we ain't gonna claim that as a baby. That's it. We gonna move on.
Yeah. The prop this week goes straight to the man from City of the Roses, Mr. Craybon Gillespie. Shoot, he just won in the trials. First, he won.
Y'all niggas was worried about DK.
DK, y'all didn't see who won the race, though.
Y'all know who got last place. This is probably the only race that y'all know who got last place. But don't know who got first. Like, let me tell you.
It's Craybon Gillespie.
That man.
Flash.
Flash.
Flash Cray.
Flash Cray.
Yeah, shout out to bro.
Yeah, being a native,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, keep flying, bro.
Bro, he ran a 10-1-1.
Then he ran a 9.96.
Woo!
To win the 100.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
So.
9.96.
Wow. We talking flying.
Yeah.
You know the only place you could get that? Pasadena.
Pasadena, man. Very different.
I'm trying to tell y'all. What y'all know about world class?
Like, world class.
Y'all talking about
Florida speed, Bama speed.
The biggest is fast, but
nigga,
Craybon is different.
About, we talking about, we got the fastest nigga.
Country.
In the world?
In the world.
Because they were USA. They were racing against
He won gold.
Yeah. Man. In the world. In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world.
That's actually his brother's name.
Craig is his brother's name. Shout out Craig Gillespie, too. I think he just dropped an album or a project. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm going to speak on it. But
that,
I feel like
it's not my lane.
But, yeah. Shout out to Gillespie brothers.
Yeah.
Props for this week.
Yep.
Or prop for this week.
Craig.
Craybon. Good shit, bro. Dusted old, big old DK ass. But hey, DK was digging.
I'm saying they all were.
The man that got last place, bro.
He read it.
With him,
10.36.
The one that tied with him, he was struggling to keep him off.
Yeah.
Like,
DK is hot.
He's like, I'm going to have to tie with him. Like, because DK was.
What you think? What you think Tyreek could do?
Tyreek? I think he'd be in the middle. He still got a lot of muscle mass. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But he might be even faster without pads, though. Imagine that.
It's like 707 speed. Bro, 707 speed is very, very different, bro.
What? Yeah, he might be up there, like, with Craig.
I don't know. We're going to have to do some research and get back to that.
Oh, here's a good question. It just came to me. Speaking of Pasadena, you know, pro athletes, I just saw a few of the guys from, well, one guy, David Long,
mm-hmm.
on the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the number changes, right?
Oh,
the
yeah.
new rule that anybody can have any number no matter what.
Any number.
Yeah, so.
What position?
DeSean Jackson took one.
Yeah.
He's on the Rams now.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Woods took two.
I'm not a Rams fan, by the way, so. This is going straight in one ear, not the other, but continue.
I'm trying to think who else I saw on the post. Because there was other players.
Are you a Rams fan?
I am, bro.
Yeah, I knew
Verrett,
that.
Jason Verrett, the corner from San Fran, he took number two.
Oh, Buddha is in
three. Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Oh, Leonard Fournette is back in seven.
And so is Patrick Peterson.
That's going to be crazy.
I wonder if Tyrann Mathieu is going to make the switch. He better. He has to.
Yeah.
He has to.
But yeah.
Imagine if they get that trend.
He switched to 22. Never said that.
Oh, right. So he got 22.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the person who had 22 was Williams or something like that. Safety. He got 11 now.
I think it's going to be cool. It's going to look like fucking Madden playing when you're growing up, building your team.
Right.
All the creative players have low numbers. Oh, everybody was 99.
It's going to be really fucking weird at first, honestly. I was even looking at the post, and I was like, damn, what the fuck is that?
It looks like those little alternate jerseys that people customize. Yeah.
So I'm like, it's going to be hard to get used to. But of course, you don't know who's on offense, who's on defense. But I don't know.
The number switch is definitely gonna
throw you off. Like, wait, who the hell is that?
Some people on the Raiders got new numbers. But I don't even know who the fuck.
I already know the Raiders gonna have nothing but fucked up numbers. I expect that.
Shoot, I hope that.
And you know, LA is going too, just because you know.
Up in LA.
Yeah. But that was a segue.
Yeah. Let's roll back over. Mother's Day was this past weekend.
Yes. I love you, Mama.
You love you, Mom. I know you want this to shit. Yeah, we just want to talk about mothers and what they mean to black men. Because I feel like, and I know for a fact, that, like, black men are a lot more, like, covering and protective Ooh. Over moms than they are pops. No matter the relation with pops. You know. So I was going to be like, hey, you straight? Like, you more straight or you just straight?
Right.
You know, pops is going, it's another man.
You know you can handle it.
Yeah. So. I know mom moms got it too. But yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's your moms, man. Yeah. Make sure you really great. You know?
The thing is that I think black men feel like they owe a debt to their mothers. Unspoken.
Which I feel like could be rooted from, like, absent fathers. You know? Even if it's not across the board,
mm-hmm.
it could be, like, not even, well, it could be pushed on and received right. to us who have our pops in our lives. It's just like moms, even make sure you're really, really straight.
Right.
You know? It matters the relation.
Because, you know, with Pops is gone, then you're the man of the house.
Next up. Yeah. Next up. Do you think it's vice versa for girls? I don't know how that works.
For the Pops?
Yeah. Like girls are closer to your dad than mom. I don't know
my sister's closer to my dad, but I don't know if that's the case for all.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
that's not the case for me.
Right. No, I feel like in my own experience, my mother and the mothers I've watched and mothers I've been around, because, you know, you don't just get an idea of something from one perspective, right? Like, you see a lot of different types of mothering. And you know, with all those different perspectives and different women that I've seen, it's just like I've seen a lot of women or mothers get left and be on their own, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of strong mothers, you know, thug it out and have to really do it on their own.
And really do
not
it.
Have to, not try to.
Yeah.
Do it, like, so, I think it's important that even when, you know, they don't have anything, they don't have that male, like, what's the word? Like, not platonic, you know what I'm saying? Non-platonic.
So platonic?
No, non-platonic. So what's the word for non-platonic? So if you just don't have...
I don't know.
Up there, right?
Yeah.
I'm bad, but fuck it.
My mom gonna talk bad about him still.
What?
Cause we can never remember shit. But my perspective really like shifted, but still it's the same. My parents split when I was young. Said that I'm here before. But it was still like we were always trying to look out for moms. I don't know why that was, bro. Wasn't really worried about Pops. Always knew Pops was gonna be doing whatever, you be straight. You do whatever, I don't know.
Cause you don't really want any old dude around moms.
Oh, going into that? Fuck no. I wouldn't even talk about that. Going to that? Fuck though, at the time. Hell no.
Right?
Hell no. What any dude, we hate him. You know, I really hate him. He looks like a frog.
So yeah, I mean.
But then with Pops, he was like, oh. It was kind of the same. You just give people the cold shoulder. Oh, what's up, baby? What's up, lady? Shit. So I was thinking, when we were talking earlier,
what up?
We oftentimes like dip into things that black people need to fix, things that we'd be doing wrong. So I thought it would only be right that we shed light on things that black people are doing that obviously don't get talked about enough. You know, good things, really good things. We could talk about in the city too. It's a bunch.
I was just thinking about today. I've never been in the city. In Pasadena, if y'all know what city you're from. Rhythms of the Village?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Black owned?
We didn't even talk about that. That's the first thing I was going to talk about.
Really?
It's the first thing that came to my brain.
I was thinking about that earlier for whatever reason. I haven't been, just... but there, and then...
Yeah, that's my boy, Emeka. His dad actually teaches African language classes in there. Mm-hmm. You can take classes. You can choose from a few different languages.
Yeah, I've never even been in there.
But they sell all types of oils, incense, bro, soap, drums, clothes.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
A bunch of Africans, so statues.
We should go in there.
Yeah.
We should shoot a podcast in there.
That'd be fun. Come soon.
Come soon. Ideas.
No.
But we're back.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro? We're out of it today,
yeah, bro.
This is why we needed to do this.
Good today. Things black people are doing. Oh, Emeka, yeah. Boom, there's one.
Yep, bingo.
Team Elect.
Team Elect.
TEMELECTI.
Yep. Those guys over there are great.
Yeah, they doing their shit over there, man.
It's great.
Sports training, consulting, you know. Just doing it all. Got that facility down there on South Raymond.
Yep.
Need the training.
Cats facility, right?
Yeah, Cats facility. The old Cats facility. Now it's Fit Sports.
Yeah.
Kinetics. Okay. So go check that out, man. Team Electi.
Hell yeah.
Hey, and Sailor's Brew Coffee.
That's some great African coffee, man.
African coffee beans.
Ethiopian, to be exact.
Jamaican, too.
Jamaican,
right?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
From the dark roast to the medium to the
dark
light.
Dark medium light, yep. Yep. Got a few different options for the mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just ran out of my second bag. So Sailor's I'm going to have to get the re-up.
Oh, yeah. You know where to get it?
I bought two bags.
You know where to get it? So we got solid water. Spicy in the water. My mom drinks
solid
it.
Solid water.
Kenny.
Yep.
It's real fire ass water. I think it's alkaline or some shit. Scream. It's fire though. Yeah. All water is not the same. It's not.
Wolf Wireless.
Oh yeah. Boy Bruce, man.
Wolf Wireless.
Yep.
He getting everybody phones right and tight.
For sure got some of that shit right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He working with like I remember he did YG for a long time ago.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He ain't probably done way bigger than that by now. I know, I'm already knowing. Yeah. I think I saw somebody post this shit.
Bro,
and it wasn't even like through getting tagged to him. It was just somebody big posting. I said, what the fuck, nigga?
Yeah.
Like, I love that nigga.
He got some fire shit. He be doing like 3D
yes,
engravings
sir.
And shit.
Yeah, bro.
On the back.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Check that out, Wolf Wireless. Get your custom phone.
Yeah, literally.
Not no case, nigga.
Or screen, like
phone.
Everything.
Everything. Phone. Your phone is customized.
Yeah. You can customize your software, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all legal.
Where else? Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, it's a fire popcorn company. It's called Crack and Pop.
Crack and Pop. Where's
yeah.
that?
It's in Pasadena. It's all online.
We're in Pasadena. Oh,
it's online. Yep.
Okay.
Order it online.
Crack and Pop. How you spell it? C-R-A-C.
Shoot. Crack, and then I know it's an N.
N.
Not hand. N.
N.
P-O-P.
Pop. Crack and Pop.
Hold me down.
Hold me down.
Shoot. I know so many more that we're forgetting about right now, bro. Oh, Perry's, man.
Perry's,
man. Some of the best sandwiches you could ever get, man.
Bomb sandwiches.
Music, the vibes, the drinks.
Yeah, it's just a dope, you know.
Before the Panorama, he used to do live jazz in there.
Yeah.
Just live artists, not even really just jazz, just live music. Let's take it to a big place. What are some good things that Black people are doing in the country?
Country. I don't know why it's so hard.
Because shit don't get out.
It's hard to get held in.
I think Black people are pillars of our community.
Our community.
Yeah.
Our community as in.
But no, I mean like all communities.
So I thought you were hinting at.
All community, like this whole community, this whole society.
Yeah, Black people everything. Everything.
I really believe that, because think about it, the whole reason, let's just think about like just the dynamics, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't on the bottom, how would everybody know that white people were on the top? There wouldn't be no white without us. You feel me? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, there would be white people.
Yeah.
But they would just be, oh, I'm French. Oh, yeah. I'm fucking English. Yeah. Oh, I'm,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They wouldn't be like, white.
Right.
Hold on. What is that?
With what?
White, what is a white person? What region is
lack of pigmentation? Where, nah, that's like, not even canon.
No, but like,
oh, like
a white person. You know, there's English people that just talk like we talk regular. You know, they just look white. Like, where are white people really from? This is a real dead serious question.
Ooh,
you know, they call us Black, but we're African American.
Russia,
Africa.
Russia probably. Here, let me get a map real quick. Cause if it's mapped out the way I think it is,
shit, nigga, I don't even know. I don't know if I'm tripping. I really don't know. Like, does that make sense? What I'm asking?
Mm-hmm. It does. So where the fuck is Russia at? Okay, that's Russia.
Like,
all right, so look, white.
If somebody says I'm right white. Here,
so look, you start at France, right? Everything from there.
That means they're
Iceland,
French.
Ireland, France, everything from here, all the way up.
Them ain't white
to
people.
Russia. That's where they those come are, from, though. Man. Nowadays, you can't say that somebody.
Shit.
It's gonna be one color from somewhere. That's impossible. There's white people from Africa. There's Black people from France.
From South Africa. White people from South Africa.
Africa is Africa.
That's South Africa. That's white
bro,
people.
Bro, come on.
Africa is Africa. Africa is Africa.
Just because it's a bigger country.
Continent.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. Man.
Like, I feel like Europe.
They could go to somewhere.
Europe again. Into Russia is like where white people started.
So imagine.
Close to the top. I don't know if that's low sun, but I don't know what else.
Bro, imagine this. It can't even be. I can't even say it's like a made up world.
We could probably ask somebody. Hold on.
It was a world before. No, I don't want that shit. That sounds fucking racist.
Are white people
heretic? Really fun.
People. Alright, we're waiting on a response.
Yeah, bro. Do you think we're progressing as a society? Of blacks?
Of blacks?
Well, I feel like we're getting more opportunities and we're actually like taking them.
Absolutely. You know,
it is a lot of good black stuff going on.
It's just we're taking the opportunities, which is great, but now what are we doing with those opportunities? Because we still have
to young blacks, it's a whole lot of young blacks graduating right now.
But think about it though. We already have a spotlight on us, right? When we're young, right? We already know we have the extra pressure. If we get in trouble, it's going to be a lot worse than when the white kid gets in trouble, right? That's just reality, or that's what we were taught. Now, you get some money, it's the same case, right? It's the same situation, but now you have money, now you have exposure, now you have more eyes on you, but you still, if you still go ahead and continue to do things that put you in that, you know, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, like I said last episode, right? Or did I not? I
think so.
Do we not have an episode on high standards?
We definitely have talked about it.
Okay.
I think.
Or maybe it was just a segment. Or maybe it was like my...
Who am I talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, we got you. That's weird. I swear. It might have been in my dream or something. Man. I don't know. But shit. Yeah, I don't even know what I was talking about.
It's a lot of black people graduating first gen blacks now, right now. Mm. And like our age range, you know, it's a whole lot more people going through school, which is good.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna go to school, but that's good, you know.
Ain't for everybody though.
I got family doing things.
But it helps to, you know, create that in the family though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make that the norm. And more or less, it's like if they decide not to go to school, it's because, you know, they really feel passionate about what they
got going. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not just because it's like, oh, well, nobody else did, so why am I going to either? It's not a good excuse.
That shit ain't for everybody.
It's not a good excuse.
Especially if you don't agree with the system.
No.
It's very difficult.
No doubt.
No doubt. But,
we're quite calm now.
Yes.
That breeze is coming in nice.
He's up in here, man.
Man. But.
Yeah, we lay back.
You know, it's, it's hitting that. I feel like even when you went to school, like, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
When it hit that 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, right after lunch, it's like, damn. That wind down, you like, I just want to go home now. Like, I'm just, I keep
saying, do the
clock. I'm like, you always hit that little, you know, drop in energy.
Yep.
Right around that 3 to 4.
Yep.
Or 2:30 to 4 range. Like, that's everybody. Unless you got some good snacks with you. So serious, some good snacks will bring you back to life.
Yeah, that's facts. High quality H2O.
I used to eat snacks in classes just to stay awake because I knew I had a problem. And then even in like film, bro, in college, bro, I'd be sitting in there
stay up,
just eating Skittles, fucking eating sunflower seeds.
To keep you up.
Sunflower seeds was the one because it's like you got to work on them shits. You ain't going to sleep with no sunflower seeds. Like if you going to sleep on sunflower seeds, you're
just
off hair on, nigga.
Nah, just go home. Yeah,
you're all fucking hair on.
Yeah, like, just go ahead, bro.
You off the shits.
Go home, man. Yeah,
did you sleep a lot in classes, like film and shit?
Film? Hell no. Nah. I already sat in the front.
Mm. See, I was a complete opposite. I'm like, I was in the back.
Nah, motherfuckers wanted to fuck around. I didn't want to fuck around. Like, we in here. We got to be in here. Why the fuck are we going to fuck around, man? You going to make it harder for everybody when the time gets practice?
I just understood it even so that I would just be waiting for my film.
You can never understand too much. Like,
but I understood it easy.
Yeah, I understood it easy too. Well, you're a very, very good football IQ.
Just take to it easily.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly because I had good coaching.
In my class, it was different.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm asleep.
What? Man, I remember one class I had digital photography. Trav had the same class, or had the class, same period, right next door. So he is right after lunch. He come back after lunch. I'd be sleeping there. We'd be 5 minutes in the class, bro. He come in there, I'd be sleeping with my head cocked back, bro. He'd wake me up and give me some food I'd eat, go back to sleep.
Oh, my God, bro.
What would my teacher tell me? Nothing. Like, if you're going to let me do it, I'm going to do it. All my work could be done.
Yeah.
Everything could be done. I do that shit in like a day.
For real.
Sometimes I'll wait in the noon of the day. Or I do in the beginning, then I'll go straight to sleep for the rest of the 2 weeks. I'm like, I got 2 weeks of sleep. Like, I really used to map it out, bro. Mr. Fuji, that man used to hate me. I seen him in the store. She act like he liked me. Yeah, like he remember me.
He happy you added
to happy I'm gone, man.
He just excited to see you out. He like, I'm glad I ain't have to see you.
I ain't got your job. They can tell me where you live and everything. It's crazy how much, I'm not going to go into that.
They trust you?
I was going to say, it's getting a bunch of permission to get off somebody. But I'm not promoting.
Yeah, be careful. No, this. Be careful.
But yeah, it is. Yeah, go ahead.
Be careful how much information you get someone.
Mm-hmm.
For real, because.
Honestly.
You'll look up and you have. Shit, in our case, you have 10 motherfuckers following you on Instagram. And you're like, what the fuck?
You got visitors, pop ups.
Hey, let's kick it. Like, bro, come on.
Like, bro, I know you're home. I seen your car.
Whoa. Like, now it's like, all right. That's a lot.
Well, leave me the F alone. Please.
For real. That's out.
That's all I got, bro. That's all I got, man.
Shit. Mental state for the past 24. Still heavy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It was just 8.8 over the week. We're about over. That's 24 for you, bro.
24. A lot of developments. Not a 5.5. First episode I've gone down. Only because before this episode I got some news. And not the good kind. It's kind of one of those things that you just helpless.
Mm-hmm. Don't really know how to do
it. Yeah, can't help, can't do nothing to help it, can't. I don't know. I'm not great in these situations either. So it's another thing, and then it kind of brings up some feelings of situations where I've been in the past. It was kind of weird because, well, it reminds me of my grandma and things. And that was kind of a, what up, Unc?
I was just saying because he was in the middle of a sentence. What's up, Pops? I know, but he was in the middle of a sentence. I didn't want to cut him off. But what's up, Pops?
On borrowed time right now.
You about to scoop?
Yeah,
about
to scoop once the gang in here. I'll come out at 7:00.
All right. But no, I just been bringing up kind of past things of my grandma Wilma. She. First tat, bro. Like, that was my first tattoo. And I don't know. It's just some shit you can't control. Shit you can't. But you gotta be supportive and you gotta be there. So,
yeah.
So I'm doing what I'm trying to do. Right after this, I'm gonna go, you know. Do what I gotta do, be there. But yeah, bro, it brought me down a little bit. So I felt like I had to do this and speak today. Cause I don't know how I would have if I would have just showed up and not been able to get everything off the week off my shoulders first. So we're here.
Like going into what you were saying, like it brings you back. When things like this, or anything like that is heavy on the heart, happens, because our hearts aren't heavy most of the time, bro. It takes us back to old spaces, you know, because that's what we know when we feel that.
Right.
And it does not feel the best sort of time. Best thing to do. What you doing, bro? Taking care of yourself. Do what you gotta do. Self-assess.
Knowing about me, which is the biggest thing, which I'm struggling with, is like, I know it's not about me, but
you still gotta take care of yourself, bro.
Oh no, it's hard to think like that.
I know. This is what my mom told me. You still gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Still make sure everybody else is straight. Still, at the end of the day, you gotta deal with your black ass. Nobody else. They in their own spaces, you know.
It's true.
So keep handling business like you're doing, bro.
What's yours for 24?
Say like a 9. Yesterday was an amazing day. It's Trav's birthday. It's Kobe year.
Yeah, happy birthday to Trav.
Yeah, happy birthday, Trav.
24.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, the last 24, man, we were up all day. Up all day. So, like a 9, bro, for real.
Smooth. Okay. That's good. Hell yeah. So you went from a 6'8", right? Is that what you said? 6'5". 6'5". To a 9.
I started with 6'8".
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's good, bro.
Hell yeah.
But the beautiful thing is...
I woke up today. I don't know. It felt like it was... I was in like... I slept in like
twilight zone,
quicksand. Huh? Yeah, it was like a whole different like space. I'm like, damn. just feel groggy, dry, mm-hmm. whatever that word is.
I felt the same way.
Like, fuck, man. I'm wide awake. I'm not going back to sleep, but like,
I called you this morning to record. You were still in bed. I was like, you wake up? I'm like, you just wake up?
Right, nigga, I've been up.
Nah, I'm just laying here. Like, oh, okay. I'm feeling G. But, shit. Advice.
Tip for this week, man.
Oh, man. Be present.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy you say that.
Why?
I was gonna say, just let life take you and live in the moment. Like, wherever life takes you, bro, just go. Go ahead, be present.
Be present.
What was you finna say?
I was gonna say, be present. Like, don't miss any moment. Trying to be better at that. Because
mm-hmm.
I was very, or I'm very, you know, comfortable in just being like, fuck a moment, I'm in my comfortability.
Yep.
Fuck a moment, I'm in my comfortability. I'm
straight over here.
Because I'm trying to save money, or I'm trying to this, yep. that, and I'm just fine. Yep. Why? I just want to be by myself, yep. inside.
Like, so I got some stuff I want to do. Yeah, take care
of. Right. But the more I go out and do things, network, see people,
yeah.
speak to people.
More help.
The more money comes to you, yeah. more happiness, more all of these things, yeah. right? Like, there's so much out in the world, and there's so many moments and doors you can walk through, opportunities. Don't miss them. Be present.
Yep.
Be present. Which I need to do, so. Got yours? You wrapping it up? You done? That was all you had?
Yeah. Really just what I said. Just let life take you, man. Live in the moments.
Hell yeah. Just like that. Appreciate y'all.
Really appreciate y'all, dogs, man.
Direct discussions. Thank y'all for continuing to support. To, young black men,
yeah.
brothers.
Listen to us talk.
Yeah, just vent.
Spill our brains, hearts,
opinions,
ears,
shoulders. But never persuasion.
Yeah.
Just a perspective. Just perspectives. Y'all could take them, y'all could leave them. Or y'all could take them to the next dinner party and make them
a whole new topic.
Center right here. Of conversation.
Yep.
And then tell us about it. And yep. then we'll run with it.
Yep.
Then fuck it. If we still ain't got to a solution, bring the family on that episode.
Bring them. Bring them. Yeah, virtual meet.
All of that. All of that. Y'all was doing it all damn year. Last year anyway.
Now we know it's possible.
Exactly. So.
I don't need to meet you in person.
Nope. Because germs are still real.
And your breath might still stink.
That's a fact. But the only difference is they going to have to smell their breath because they going to have a you. Mask on.
Yeah. That's on you. I smell somebody's breath through their mask and my mask before, bro. I'm like, golly. That is so dangerous.
That is rude.
Man.
How
dare you?
You just mean.
Kevin?
Yes.
Wow. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okay, love you.
Love you.
And she's out.
And
we you out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We out. Do our discussions.